the trip to Woodstock, New Brunswick, was to some extent symbolic, but it also provided an opportunity for Governor LePage to demonstrate that Maine is anxious to enhance its relationship with the Canadian province to create economic development, improve government efficiencies, and promote tourism and commerce. Janine Carey, president of the Maine International Trade Center, says Maine has an important relationship with its neighbor to the east. And she says the so-called Memorandum of Understanding LePage signed with New Brunswick Premier David Atwood continues the state's ongoing efforts with a significant trade partner.
Usually with those MOUs, the governor's office reaches out to places like the Trade Center or working with the Office of Energy or Tourism and saying, we want to stimulate more bilateral trade and also cooperation in these fields. And so it does get us talking to each other and connected.
Last year, LePage signed a similar agreement with the Premier of Quebec Province that has led to the inclusion of Maine as part of the World Acadian Congress, a celebration held every 5 years that serves as a sort of homecoming to Acadians from around the world.
It'll be taking place between, I think, August 4th and 10th, and taking place in Quebec and most of the Atlantic provinces of New Brunswick and also up in Fort Kent. So that has both economic, there's some export conferences and business conferences that are taking place on that, as well as cultural and tourism.
Beyond unique cultural events, there are also areas of trade collaboration for Maine and Canadian provinces. Dan Bookham is Director of Business Development for Allen Insurance and Financial in Camden.
We have an opportunity perhaps for collaboration or compilation, you know, so one of those horrible compound portmanteau words that describes competitive collaboration.
Bookham says that for Maine businesses interested in finding a foothold in New Brunswick, one of the biggest challenges is learning how to find a niche within the Canadian economic model that could include generous subsidies for certain industries.
And it's almost a governmental philosophical issue between provincial government in Canada that seems more willing to invest on behalf of industries in some regards. Perhaps there's more capacity coming out of the federal government in Canada for that too, versus our more entrepreneurial approach, which I think pays dividends, but also can sometimes be a bit of a challenge.
Two Republican state senators, David Burns of Whiting and Roger Sherman of Holton, and GOP State Representative Beth Turner of Burlington, joined LePage during the signing of the agreement with New Brunswick. They say the memorandum will build on the state's long history of cooperation with the province. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.